It's a bizarro version of real life, an alternative reality where jollity is mandatory and apparently achieved only through a combination of charades, acid reflux, anger management and couch sores. And all this is made possible because, thanks to the little baby Jesus, you no longer have to go to work. Well, most of you don't. The NHS front line sadly doesn't get invited to Christ's all-you-can-eat birthday shindig. For medical personnel the world over, Christmas is just another day. Coming but once a year, and thank fuck for that, the Yuletide brings more than its rightful share of hospital drama. Festive flus and pneumonia keep the respiratory teams busy, while norovirus and food poisoning are the season's special guest stars for the gastro doctors. Endocrinologists drag patients out of their mince pie-induced diabetic comas, and the orthopaedic wards heave with elderly patients who've gone full Jenga on the ice, shattering their hips like bags of biscuits. A&E departments are busier than turkey farms, thanks to black eyes from carelessly popped champagne corks, fleshy forearms seared by roasting tins, and children concussing themselves by hurtling down the stairs in the box their Skelextrix came in. Not to mention the fairy light electrocutions, turkey bones trapped in tracheas, and finger amputations from careless parsnip chopping. Incidences of drunk driving go through the roof, often literally. And then, of course, there's the carnage when families reach breaking point, usually sometime between the Queen's speech and the late-night list shows. Under the influence of mistletoe and Christmas spirits, crème pachanel erupt like violent genies in living rooms across the country, and still sticky carving knives find their way into the nearest racist uncle. I spent most of my medical career in obstetrics and gynaecology. Labouring mothers don't really have the option of staying home for a couple of days to see if it'll settle down, and over in gynaecology, egged on by eggnog, there's a definite uptick in objects that have found themselves in orifices and are struggling with the return journey. And then there's the heart-wrenching stuff. The middle-class pastime of Christmas Eve granny dumping, bringing one's elderly or infirm relatives into hospital with some vague, fabricated medical complaint so the dumpers can dedicate the next few days to solid partying, unfettered by caring for their parents. Pushed to extremes by John Lewis adverts, Instagram exaggerators, and that terrible Paul McCartney song insisting that everyone else is simply having a wonderful Christmas time, many patients find this time of year too much to bear and need to make use of our cruelly underfunded mental health services. And while, of course, there is never a good time to lose a loved one, there is something all the more harrowing about grief during the festive period, oppressively surrounded by global joy. The annual winter health crisis rightly makes headlines every year, but over the festive period, the media, not wanting to piss in your Baileys, turns a blind eye, instead feeding us feel-good stories about a polar bear who's done a forward roll, or some royal toddler trotting off to church in fur-trimmed couture. But just as putting your hands over your eyes won't make you invisible, the patients don't go anywhere, and the ambulances are still lined up outside A&E, like lorries at Calais. And the staff are still there too, putting vocation over vacation. There's no reserve service, no fleet of green goddesses to give the healthcare professions a bit of time off. Instead, 1.4 million NHS employees divvy up the shifts and put in absurdly unsociable hours to ensure the rest of us make it through to the new year in one piece. Of the 7 Christmas days I was a practicing doctor, I ended up on the ward for 6 of them. There were a few reasons for this, amounting to a perfect snowstorm. First of all, everyone thought I was Jewish, so assumed I wouldn't mind working on the least Jewish day of the year. In fairness to those people who thought I was Jewish, I was Jewish, and indeed still am, but with the emphasis very much on the ish. I'm the kind of Jew who has a Christmas tree, doesn't go to synagogue, and in fact had to Google the correct spelling of synagogue when writing that sentence. Oh, and I don't believe in God, which I understand the more scrupulous practitioners generally do. Still, as far as my colleagues were concerned, I was certainly Jewish enough that I would happily sacrifice the annual 24-hour TV and food-a-thon for the greater good. Somehow my Jewish credentials didn't quite stretch to being able to skip work every Saturday. Talk about persecution. Added to this, I didn't,